listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your local news briefing. Almost 30,000 current and former BHP staff could be entitled to a share of hundreds of millions of dollars in back pay. Issues with certain allowances and entitlements dating back to 2010 have been identified in a preliminary review. The mining giant has apologised to those impacted and says it's working to rectify and remediate these issues as quickly as possible. With winter now officially here, new figures reveal nearly three quarters of us are unvaccinated against the flu. There's been more than 359 cases recorded in central Queensland, with experts expressing concern about low vaccination rates. Associate Professor Paul Griffin is urging people to protect themselves.
Timing is really important because we want to try and have the maximum protection when we expect the peak of the season to be. And now is the best time to be vaccinated if you're not already.
And as part of a worldwide journey to commemorate Legacy Centenary, the Legacy Centenary Torch Relay will arrive in Rockhampton tomorrow. The 9K walk will feature Legacy volunteers and Central Queenslanders with a connection to the defence community. Legatee Amy Johnson says it's great to see our local defence personnel recognised.
A really great opportunity to show the service of people from Rockhampton and central Queensland. You know, we don't have a big military base here. We do have an Army Reserve unit.
To sport now, Queensland and New South Wales rivalry will continue tonight when the women take to the field for their first game of Origin. CQ's own Tamika Upton will be booting up for the clash, which has been expanded to a two-game series for the first time. Coming off the back of a loss last year, Maroons coach Tani Norris says the team is looking to win both games. And want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Central Queensland Local News, and add to your favourites now.